Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's come into God's presence to speak to Him, open our hearts to Him, spend time with Him, and let Him do the same with us, speak to us, be with us, embrace us, and strengthen us for the day. We begin with that opening antiphon from the Mass. Behold, the Lord will come descending with splendor to visit His people with peace. He will bestow on them eternal life. In the beginning of this meditation, we activate our faith. You will bestow on us eternal life. You are descending. You're coming now, Lord, not only during the Advent season, before Christmas and your incarnation. You come down every day in your grace. You come down sacramentally in the Eucharist. You're constantly coming to your people, and I believe that. I believe you'll come to me today, preparing my heart to receive you by activating that faith. I believe you're coming to me. And I hope in you. I hope in what you promise. I hope in what you've assured me. I hope in that opening prayer of the Mass that says, grant that your people, we pray, Almighty God, may be ever watchful for the coming of your only begotten Son, that as the author of our salvation Himself has taught us, we may hasten, alert, with lighted lamps to meet Him when He comes. And I hope that I will be ready when you come, that I will hasten towards you, lit up, ready to go, ready to receive you. And I'm confident in your promise that you're going to be with me and assure me, give me the grace that I need to always be ready. And that starts today in this meditation. I love you, Lord. I love your goodness, your patience, your kindness with me. You're always being there. Every time I turn to you in prayer, you're there. Even if sometimes there's moments of dryness and I feel that you're maybe a little absent or harder to find, but I know you're there and I love you for that. And I love you for your company, your goodness. I'm grateful for all the gifts, ways you've blessed me. I even look back over my day today and yesterday. How you're blessing, how you're present, the small ways and the big ways, just thank you. Take a moment even and list them out in my head. Health, inspiration, fulfillment in my vocation. All the ways you bless me, thank you, Jesus. And I open myself now to receive you in your word, in what I will meditate on, your gospel. So I encourage you listening now, if there's any way you want to put into your own words, your own preparation to talk with the Lord, pause now and just fill that time yourself. Talk to the Lord. Open your heart. Speak what's there. Let Him in. And then when you're ready, come back as we now read the gospel today from Matthew 11, 16 to 19. Jesus said to the crowds, to what shall I compare this generation? It's like children who sit in a marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you didn't mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, he's possessed by a demon. Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, look, he's a glutton and a drunkard, friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is vindicated by our works. So we read over the gospel as many times as you need to kind of assimilate it, see what jumps out at you, where you might want to begin your dialogue with the Lord. If you already have something, pause and just begin your own conversation. But if it's helpful, what strikes me is that desire of Jesus to teach those who are listening to find a way to break through the hardness of their heart. What kind of comparison can I come up with to help you understand and read and understand the milieu, the generation in which you live? Like, how can I help reveal to you wisdom and understanding so that you can judge rightly? Right? That longing of the heart of Jesus, a good shepherd, a good parent, who's saying, how can I find the way to communicate to you what you need to judge rightly and adjust your behavior and open up to your visitation? And I love how Jesus does that. He even goes to something so simple as kids in the market. Maybe there was something happening that the people were even witnessing, or something that just happened before. But it's like, you guys are like a bunch of kids, right, that are playing. You know, they want to invent some game. Hey, play some music and let's all dance. And you dance. Let's do the ring around the rosary or whatever. And then the kids don't want to play. They're like, nah, I don't want to do that. And then he takes the opposite. Okay, well, let's do a sad song. I'm going to play something really sad. You all act like you're mourning and crying. Nah, we don't want to do that either. You know, it's the fickleness of the human heart. He's kind of like, no matter what you say or what God does, it's never good enough to entice you in. It's never the right message for you because you don't want to hear it. Like, you're a bunch of little fickle kids that are just don't want to participate. What a beautiful image, right, of the fickleness of the human heart, of even how I am sometimes. Almost like God's got to perform to get my attention and draw me in. Makes me think of so many people on how they talk about the sacraments and the mass, right? It's no fun. It's dry. It's boring. The music isn't good enough. The message isn't, you know, entertaining enough or acute enough or intelligent enough, or it's too rote. It's too repetitive. Almost as if when we go to God, it's his job to draw us in and entertain us. There is some pride in the human heart that shifts the burden off of ourselves and onto God. It's not our fault we're not connected to him. Of course not. It's his. He's not whatever. Jesus trying to shake him up. What a beautiful image, Jesus, and how true it is. And so I leave you time to meditate on that. Maybe there's a time for repentance if in some way you're that child that is a little bit wants God to do more, entertain you more, do something else so that he's worthy of your investment of your time and attention. Or maybe it's our mind and heart leads to intercession for people we know who are in that attitude, right? And not to judge them, but just to pray, God, have mercy and find a way in. Because in the end, God's not above trying to find the right tune to play to get the kids to play and get engaged. Right? His whole incarnation is about that, becoming like us in all things so that, you know, he can be, like St. Paul says, all things to all people, so that through that he can win at least a few, right? Another thing that jumps out at me to meditate on is John the Baptist, right? Those that God did send to open up and prepare the way. Those prophets, those men and women God called to be his envoys, to open up hearts and minds, those preachers, you know, they behave in one way, maybe really poor and down to earth, and they kind of eat and drink and come alongside and step in the same spaces and habits somewhat as the people to become identified with them and recognized, right? If they do those things, sometimes then they point the finger, he's possessed by a demon. He's not holy. Look at the way he behaves and things he does and the way he dresses and the way he acts. And, he can't be a pure representative of God because he smells way too much like the sheep. Or here I am, the Son of Man coming, and I'm trying to come alongside you. And maybe I misrepresented that a little bit. It's more John the Baptist who came in a purity, who didn't eat or drink, who didn't do what people set aside, went out into the desert, called people to repentance and to a different way of living. And then it was too much and people criticized that. Then the Son of Man comes more kind of coming alongside the incarnation, eating and drinking. And again, they highlight the defect, the glutton, the drunkard, right? Either way, the austerity or the kind of incarnation and adapting, neither one is good enough. They find fault with both. It's the fickleness again of the human heart. And how Jesus then ends this reflection. Wisdom is vindicated by our works. Like, in the end, the wisdom of either approach, the wisdom of the soul that's able to detect God, it becomes evident, right? It becomes evident. Like, the wisdom that's there in both approaches, whether it's the austerity and the presentation of the ideal and the challenging to repentance, or the humble, softer, incarnational approach to come alongside. Either way, if both are great approaches to bring yourself and make bridges with to God, and that God sends people in both veins, it's really the wisdom of them is known in the approach, in the works, in the way it's done, right? We can see the heart of God in both. Whatever it is, the way God comes to you, whether a call to greater sacrifice and purity and austerity, whether he's coming along in compassion and understanding and closeness and kindness, open your heart to whatever God's doing in your heart. Open yourself to him. Let him speak. Let him challenge or console you. Discover his wisdom in either approach. Let that wisdom, God's presence in your life, lead to options for him, choices for him, love for him. So continue this dialogue with the Lord, however he leads you. Talk with him, whether it leads to thanksgiving, gratitude, intercession, repentance, praise, meditation. And then don't fail to come up with a resolution, a way that the lights received in this time of dialogue with the Lord can become actionable operations of your day, choices that can really, by each act, transform who we are, how we live, how we interact in the world. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.